This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Zeta 101's podcast, UFOs and Aliens. Wow, there is a classic ATS topic, and I'm with you. That's the $64,000 question. UFOs and aliens, do they exist? I think UFOs, by their nature, UFO is an unidentified flying object. Those do exist. There's all kinds of UFOs flying around out there. Most of the times, I think that's there's pretty mundane reason for it. It's a jet, or it even is swamp gas every now and then. I know that explanation gets a lot of bad ink, but really, sometimes swamp gas looks like UFOs. But there are sightings of UFOs that aren't easily explained by mundane, everyday kind of explanations. As to what that means, does that mean that there's aliens flying around in those? That's a presumption. Unless you know for sure, you don't know. Personally, I've never seen anything that I would consider a UFO I've seen plenty of things in the sky I can't identify, but I've never really seen anything that I would say, oh, wow, that's alien, there's the Martians or whatever. But no, haven't seen that. The question of aliens, on the other hand, if we think in terms of extraterrestrial life, it's a presumption on my part, but I'm reasonably confident that this isn't the only planet or place in the universe that has life. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the more we find out about the rest of the universe, the more impressed we will be with just how much life there is out there. Now, when I say that, it seems like the overwhelming majority of the rest of the universe is not populated by any kind of life that we can detect, at least not yet. But, there's still a lot. If you look at the scale of the universe, that still suggests, as Carl Sagan might say, billions and billions of life-sustaining planets out there. As far as sentient life, you look at how old we believe the universe to be, billions and billions of years old, it just seems inevitable if there is life and there has been that much time that's passed. A billion years is a long, long time. That's, I think, beyond human comprehension how long a billion years is. That's a long time. So in that kind of time frame, life can come and go. Civilizations can rise and fall. And I'm sure that if there was some objective overview of the history of the universe, it would be, there would be probably millions of civilizations that have come and gone since the beginning. And still, who knows how many that are still in existence of intelligent life. And the question is whether we would count as intelligent life. There's some debate on that. As far as the question of, so I'm pretty sure there is life in the universe out there. And, looking at it from a less, from a spiritual standpoint, and it might be my imagination, but I think I've kind of tapped into at least one species out there, the grays, Zeta reticuloids, whatever you want to call them. I think they're out there. I think they do exist. As far as their relationship to this planet and if they've been here or not, again, and by the way, what kind of expert am I on this? I think I've communicated or contacted or somehow gotten some kind of spiritual tap into them, but what does that mean? And, so I'm taking all that with a grain of salt, and I advise everyone else to do so as well. Of course, just because we don't know for sure doesn't mean they don't exist. It's kind of like, try proving a negative. But the issues as to whether or not the, U.S. government or other governments in the world have been in contact with them and what kind of relationship they have, like whether they've even been here or not, a little harder to put a finger on. I think that there is a lot to suggest something going on. And again, looking at it from a not so reliable spiritual seer kind of standpoint, I think they are in contact, and I don't think that they're necessarily, disclaimers up the wazoo here. I don't think that it's necessarily, though, a case like, President Bush has a cabinet meeting and then he goes into the next room and there's a bunch of aliens sitting there smoking cigars and they're like, all right, so here's your next orders, Mr. Bush, and dance for us because we're your alien overlords. I don't think it's quite like that. My impression of what kind of relationship the Greys have is that they're actually, how to put this, they're actually essentially our ranchers. They are the ones that keep an eye on us and think of us in a very real sense like cattle. And that's not a very flattering thing to think of, that there is another alien species that is essentially herding us around like a bunch of cattle. But that's my impression based upon my meditations, is that that's the relationship they have with us. And that it's not necessarily, well, I don't want to go off to, I'll talk about this another podcast, I guess, but the reason that, but that would be essentially the reason why they would not necessarily want us to know of their existence. And that is because it's a lot easier to manage us when we think we're the only life forms in existence. And again, looking at this, I think there have been times in the past that there have been large numbers of humans that were aware of the presence of aliens, and that a lot of mythology and lore comes from that. But again, this is a very inexact thing, and I think there is actually some active intervention on the part of aliens in terms of, and for those out there who don't necessarily see the evidence for this, I'm with you. I understand totally. So I'm saying this purely from the standpoint of someone meditating and who's probably wrong. So that's, you know, let that be the foundation for this. Take it for what it's worth. I'm just saying, you know, just saying. I think there's actually a lot of good reasons why governments could be aware of the existence of these intelligent alien interlopers and wouldn't want us to know, and would actually go out of their way to cover it up. And that those reasons are not necessarily sinister, that there actually is some benign reasons why they would want to do that. Now, in terms of thinking of aliens as ranchers of humans, that does sound pretty sinister. Obviously, it offends our sense of independence and freedom and all that, and I'm on board with that. I feel the same way. But in another sense, if we actually look back, and we can say that in a very real sense, that as humans we more or less owe the very nature of our existence to the fact that they intervened on this planet, it makes the relationship kind of complicated. But anyway, I didn't want to go off on too far of a tangent. I have a feeling there's a lot more, you know, fertile ground here for discussion, but you know, you were soliciting comments on aliens and UFOs, and I'm kind of weighing in with mine. And I'm very interested in you know, hearing comments from others. I remember, for example, I think Simon, you know, mentioned Simon Gray. Some people say, oh, Simon Gray, he must be a gray alien. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure he's human, and I'm pretty sure he's English, which I guess from some people's standpoint might almost seem alien. But you know, and Simon says, don't think so. Although, you know, I'm sure Simon, just like everyone else, keep an open mind if information proves otherwise. There is a lot of disinformation surrounding the whole question of UFOs and aliens coming from all sources. You know, it's not just government disinformation. There's a lot of people who want to believe. And because they want to believe, they come up with all these tall tales. And I think crop circles and all that, there's a lot of hoaxes. But that does not mean that aliens don't exist. And it doesn't mean they haven't visited this planet or have even an active role in it. But because of the very nature of the topic, getting to the bottom of it and finding what the truth can be is a very difficult topic. And that's why ufologists, you know, it's quite a career. You can make a career out of ufology. And there are plenty of people who do and have plenty of tapes and books to sell and videos, of course. And God bless them. That's the way capitalism works. For my part, I don't have any definite proof. And so in terms of belief, I can't say that I believe. But at the same time, from a spiritual standpoint, I'm thinking that's what's going on. And I try to be skeptical and not commit myself too much in one direction or another. But in my meditations, I have details, and I'm sure I have detailed files. I'm sure I'll be talking more about that and what my impressions are of these Zetans, Zeta Reticuloids, whatever you want to call them, which I find fascinating. And even if I'm just making this up, I'm still pretty fascinated by the stuff I'm seeing. So I probably should write a book about that. Who knows? But anyway, this has been a reply to Zeta 101's a podcast on UFOs and aliens. And this is Magic, an ATS member, fellow ATS member, signing out.